what do fish and aircraft have in common? Well, water and air are both fluids, and when fish move their tails and bodies from side to side, they push against the surrounding water and they leave behind a mini whirlpool, or vortex, and this contains information about the drag forces that have been experienced by the fish as it moves along. And if you can wind back the events that produced the vortex, you can work out how it formed in the first place, and therefore how much drag the fish felt. This is what Florian Huhn from the German Aerospace Centre has managed to do, and because aeroplanes produce very similar vortices in the air, the same technique can be used to develop improved aircraft designs, as he explains to Tom Crawford.
We were looking especially at the swirls, at the vortices that these fish typically create. The water slides really close to the skin of the fish, then the water gets some rotation with it, and the result of this rotation put into the water when the fish passes are the vortices. And once we have found these vortices behind the fish, what we do is we use the velocity data from the simulation to move this piece of fluid backward in time.
By tracking the vortex backwards in time, Florian and his team are able to see where the fluid making up the vortex originally came from. Interestingly, they found that water from both sides of the fish flows along its body and merges together at the tail, where the vortex is then formed. This not only gives us an insight into how fish swim, but can also be applied to many other problems.
At the tip of the wing, just to take a typical airplane, you have a huge vortex, but it's bad for the pilot, because if you land on an airport, of course there were other planes before, and they all left their wingtip vortices in the air somewhere, and you don't want to hit those with your plane, because that really shakes the plane.
Are they what causes the delay between planes landing?
I know there are, of course, other factors. No, you have to get out of the away from the runway and all these things, but I know it's one limiting factor.
Understanding how these vortices form, that would give us an idea of perhaps to how to make them smaller or how to make them go away more quickly, and therefore leading to potentially more efficient airports.
Yeah, well, that'd be a good thing if that was possible, yeah.